Hello, listeners. Good morning and welcome back to United Voices with One More Show here on KPC Radio. Today I have in the studio two special guests, which I was very excited to bring in. And you guys might be asking why. And that is because I love to know about anything that has to do with fitness. And not only that, but I know that there is many people out there that probably are not completely informed about this topic or might want some tips on how to live a healthy lifestyle. So I wanted to welcome the wellness and health coach Erin Williams and Alondra Reyes. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And I want to start by asking, who started working in this business first? Or who got into this first?
I got into the business first. I actually started because of my nutrition, and eventually it became a business. So that's when I met Erin and put him into the business.
I see. And she convinced you to get into it.
Yeah, she was really fit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that helped.
So what made you work in this business besides, I know you wanted to be fit and all that, but besides that, what made you work for Herbalife?
One of the reasons that I started working Herbalife is because since I started making changes on my body, I was more active, and people started noticing that. They're like, what are you drinking? What are you doing? Why are you losing so much weight? So I started helping my sisters and then my cousins and then friends. And when I noticed that, when my coach told me, you can actually make money out of this, you know, by helping others to hit their goals. So that's when I started, advertising the product. Whenever they will ask me, I'm like, okay, is this much? And then I will keep the percent for me. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know that you can actually make money out of this. So that's when I started the business. It wasn't like on purpose to do the business, but it just came to me, you know. So I was really excited about that.
And who got you into that?
Actually, my friend, my sister, she started losing weight really fast. We were at the office, and I was going to the gym maybe two times a day. And my nutrition was not good. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I was like, why is my sister losing so much weight and not me? So I asked her what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I have a friend that she's selling me, products, which is Herbalife. So I started drinking Herbalife products and I started losing weight really fast. So I was really grateful to my coach, Carmen. She's actually the one that coached me to lose weight and to do that business.
Wow. Okay. And when did you start this?
I started this actually 5 years ago. So I've been drinking these products for 5 years now.
Okay. And Erin, what made you get into the Herbalife business?
I had a lot of family that was suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and just it brought a lot of problems that I seen in my mom and a lot of family members. My grandmother, she had to take insulin. And so it changed me growing up. It made me wanted to be different and not to have to go through, diabetes and high blood pressure, because they say that a lot of that is hereditary. And so I kind of wanted to change my future and just be more active. And so I kind of started being fit years ago and getting into weight class, trying to do sports so that I didn't have to suffer the same lifestyle, health-wise, as some of my family.
And when do you started working out, just in general?
It was back in high school and in 19, well, I don't want to tell my age, but it was back in the early 90s. It was back in the early 90s. It started when I was in school, weight training with wrestling. And then I ran track. I played football, and in all of those sports, weight training was a part of it. Mm-hmm. So I would say I got addicted to what being consistent with a routine. What it could do for you bit me back then.
Mm-hmm. And what made you go into working out and being in sports and all that?
I would say just what it could do for you, mm-hmm. How it could change your body, the physical benefit. And then I also knew that by working out and routinely exercising, that it could promote a better lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that is the lifestyle I was looking for, because that was opposite to what my family had experienced with the chronic diabetes and different illnesses and things like that. So I knew that being active, being engaged in sports, and being addicted to that type of lifestyle could give you a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And how was the business when you both began? Do you guys see any results?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to pass that on, mm-hmm. because I changed a lot. I started being, you can feel when you exercise regularly, engage in cardiovascular activity, the blood that cycles throughout your body, it promotes more mental alertness. There was a study taken that when you go through cardiovascular activity, the blood that cycles through gives oxygen to your brain. And then once that oxygen goes to your brain goes through this process that's called neurogenesis. And neurogenesis is the creation of brain tissue. And so when you create brain tissue, in that brain tissue are new brain cells. So when someone regularly and routinely goes through cardiovascular activity, they can think faster. Mm-hmm. They're more mentally alert. And it's because of the oxygen and the new brain tissue. So knowing all of that, you know, reading that study some years ago, it kind of made me transition into passing that along to people who suffer from, you know, being forgetful, people who suffer from the same things that my family suffered from. So when I met Alondra and she was fit and she was a part of that lifestyle and she had those same qualities of being consistent and dedicated and disciplined in reference to fitness, I thought, you know, this is something that we could do together, not only to continue to promote a healthy lifestyle, but to pass it on to other people that may be suffering from some of the same things, you know.
And what about you, Alondra? How did when do you start seeing
results? I started seeing it results right away, because you can, like I said, you know, you can be at the gym 3-4 times a day, but if you're not having a nutrition, it's not really gonna help, because I will see that, you know, right after the gym I will be so hungry, so I will go to Jack in the Box, so I will be like the closest restaurant around the corner that it would fit my hunger.
That was,
you know,
me too.
Yeah, because that happens, it's real. And a lot of girls that think, oh, I already went to the gym, I already burned it, so that means I could eat again, you know.
Yeah,
that's what we do. So for me to that girl, you know, my coach telling me, you don't eat this at this time, mm-hmm. and don't drink your carbs, I'm like, what is carbs? And getting to know all these new stuff that I didn't even know, it was really, really helpful for me. So I was there seeing results right away. I think the first week I lost 8 pounds.
Wow.
So I was really, really excited about that. So seeing a transformation really helped me in my business. So that's when I started seeing the results really fast. When I met Erin, I actually had a nutrition center, mm-hmm. and so many people, you know, I remember this girl, she was 65 years old. She had a cane. She couldn't walk. And later on, she was already walking from her house to our nutrition center. So you see how health actually helped you, not only to look good, but to feel good.
I see. I know, you know, as I come from a Mexican family, and mm-hmm. I know how hard is it to, you know, eat Mexican food, enchiladas, yeah. as you said, and all these Mexican plate dishes.
Yeah.
How hard was it for you to make that change in your life?
It was really hard for me, because my mom, you know, she, especially when it's cold, it's the pozole time, and you know, it's pork, and we put the leg in there, which Erin thinks is really gross. But I mean, it's for us, it's like, it's our dish, right? It's like you enjoy that pig leg. But for Aaron was like, whoa, what is that? But for my mom to see me like, you never want to eat my food. Mm-hmm. You always say no, you're going to become anorexic. And all this mm-hmm. stuff that comes from your sisters, your mom, it that you do feel kind of weird. So what I would do, I would tell them like, oh, I just ate, but I'll eat a little bit maybe in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So whenever she would see me, I would just get a plate and put a little bit on it mm-hmm. and just, you know, eat maybe 2-3 spoons mm-hmm. or whatever she made. So I don't make her feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard because, you know, they sometimes, you know, Mexican families, like if you don't eat their food, that's offensive.
Yes.
And I think for any culture, but for my mom, it was like, you just don't like my food, you know? So for me to make my meal plans and put it on the fridge and they'll be like, oh, your food looks really nasty. Because you don't have all that grease and all that tortillas yeah. and rice and beans and everything that we used to. But it was a challenging, but after a while, they got used to it. So later on, they started bringing me, like, I have so many water bottles, you know, they're like, oh, I thought about you because of this, you know, and mm-hmm. they'll start bringing you fitness. You start seeing, they know that you're serious about it. Yeah. So eventually they'll get over it.
Yeah. And what about you, Aaron?
I would have to say, because I've been on my own for some time, I had to determine what my why was in order to avoid things not good, right? And in order to avoid fatty foods and junk foods, my biggest thing, it wasn't per se the food that I ate. It was junk food in my case, candies and gummy bears and sodas and chips and all of that. So I had a really strong sweet tooth. But the biggest motivation that helped me create my why was, again, not wanting to go down the same path my family did as far as hereditary health issues that can easily be passed on by the type of foods we grew up eating. For example, in the Mexican family, you grow up eating foods that could possibly, as a black family, you know, grow up eating greens and fried chicken mm-hmm. and really salty foods that turn into fat and that contribute to high blood pressure. And it's the same thing with a lot of family cultures. And because you grow up in that, it's really hard to disassociate your eating habits from that. But if you can determine a reason and a why and make it big enough, and I think that's what I did. One, I didn't want to go down that same path as family and have those issues that could cut my life short. But then two, I wanted to be fit. I wanted to become a sexier version of myself. And I wanted to do something and to be looked at as an example of someone who, based on the lifestyle, could help pass that health on to someone else. So those were my biggest two reasons. And when you have reasons like that, it's a little easier to sacrifice instead of having, you know, letting your cravings take the better hand of you. It's kind of easier to resist.
Did you ever feel like giving up in the process of, you know, getting fit? And many times?
Many times.
You feel it all the time. There's days you don't want to get out of the bed. There's days you don't want to go to the gym. There are days you want to have a soda. You want to have the bag of gummy bears. Like I was just telling my wife, it's hard to go watch a movie. From how I grew up, every time you went to the theater, you would have junk food. And so now trying to have a date night and trying to go to the movies, it's almost impossible to go watch a movie without having junk food. So that's still a dilemma. that's still kind of hard. But one thing that we did is we say, hey, let's go make a trail mix and take that into the theater. You know, some almonds, some pecans, some raisins, some cranberries, put all that together. And it's almost just as satisfying, right? But without that, you're going to be at the snack bar getting, you know, that $7 bag of gummy bears, right? But if your why is big enough, and you can, you know, you have a vision board, which I like to encourage a lot of clients to have, is have your vision of where you want to be, you know, what version of yourself you want to be. And every time you say no to that vice food or, you know, that enchilada meal, every time you say no, it's a step that's putting you closer to that. So again, if your why is big enough, it'll help.
How let's talk about the product Herbalife. Mm-hmm. How long have you been using this product for?
I started 2 years ago. It's been 2 years now, and it was when I met my wife. I knew about Herbalife. Herbalife has been around for a long time. I actually tried it. I take that back. I tried it in the early 90s. I would tell my age. Mm-hmm. But it was, when I was just coming out of high school, I tried it again, being a regular at the gym. I wanted something that would help me put on muscle and help me cut, my body fat percent down. I tried it. It worked. I got in really great shape, and I attributed a lot of that to the protein supplement that I was on. But fast forward to when I met my wife in 2015, she challenged me. My biggest thing was junk food, gummy bears, and she challenged me. She said, try the product. Use this as a protein supplement and cut gummy bears, and I did. And I made one of the best transformations of my life. I dropped 10% body fat. I put on 8% muscle. And to this day, it's been one of the best transformations that I've made. And it was all because I was regularly consuming the Herbalife product.
I see. And for those who are listening to us right now, can you give us a little information about Herbalife, like as far as cost and what flavors are there to mm-hmm. buy?
Well, there's 10 flavors. I don't know if I can get them all right. I know there's French vanilla, there's Dutch chocolate, there's dulce de leche, there's piña colada, there's cookies and cream, there's wild berry, there is mint chocolate, there is banana caramel, and there's two more.
Pumpkin spice and orange cream.
Orange cream, yeah. So there's 10 flavors, so whatever your taste buds are, everybody's different. And as far as if you've ever, purchased a canister of protein, anywhere from, $20 to $50. There's also a protein supplement that comes with it mm-hmm. That you can get in addition to it. So it's cost effective as far as protein supplements go on the market. If you Google Herbalife right now, it's the number one nutrition company in the world. Again, if you Googled it, it'd probably take up the first 3 or 4 pages as far as the number one nutrition mm-hmm. company. I think it's amazing.
For those who are listening to us right now, what's the best way for them to contact you for this product or training, or even those who might be interested in becoming business partners?
I would say the best way would be through our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's Fit Squad, FIT Squad, SQUAD. Nutrition and fitness. Mm-hmm. So Fit Squad Nutrition and Fitness Facebook group. And just by following us there, you could see all of the group workouts that we have for free. We meet every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. different places across Los Angeles. We could be at Runyon Canyon. We could be at Griffith Park. We could be at Culver City Stairs, Eaton Falls, Malibu Falls. It's always a different scenic workout, free for an hour with the group. You also find body transformations posted, individual workouts posted, and there's a bunch of coaches that are part of that group. It's almost 3,000 members. Wow. And there's a lot of the fitness coaches. Any question that you may have as far as what should I eat, can I eat this? Someone will readily respond on the Facebook group. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys also go to the Venice Beach? I've seen people working out there. Do you guys go there?
Yep, we do Venice Beach. We also do
Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm. The Santa Monica Swings, Rings, and Ropes, mm-hmm. which is really fun. So we do that also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your best response to negative feedback about Herbalife?
Well, you know what? You can't name one thing in this world that someone is not going to say something negative in reference to. So many people like the president. That's how he got elected into office. But then so many don't, right? So any product in the world that you you see, there's going to be, you know, some negative skeptics. But I would say look into the results. The results speak for themselves. And if you're interested in the results, if you follow our Facebook group, you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of stories compared to the minute few that you see that are in opposition to Herbalife or the product.
Mm-hmm. As a professional trainer and wellness coach, can you tell me about a time you trained a client who didn't have a good results or the results you were expecting to see on that client? And if so, why do you think you didn't see those results, and what will you do to fix the problem if the solution is in your hands?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's mindset. Mm-hmm. The client's mindset. Are they really ready to work out? Are they making the commitment? Are they starting with their nutrition? If you want to lose anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds, then I help someone like that see the importance of nutrition first, whether it's Herbalife or not. Okay, you have to eat right. There's things you can't eat, and there's a certain schedule how you should eat consistently, regularly throughout the day. But putting that nutrition first can help. A lot of times it could be thyroids. Someone may not, no matter how hard they work out, they may not be able to lose weight. So you just have to work with someone, make sure that their mind is in the right place, and we help them with that, with a lot of personal development. Mm-hmm. And that's why we consider ourselves online coaches as well. And so that's why we have that Facebook group, so that someone like that who are not seeing the results, we can continue to monitor them regularly. Mm-hmm. So that if after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they haven't reached some results, we can find out, is it a diet or is it a thyroid issue? Do we need to strengthen their thyroid so to help them lose weight? But we'll go from there.
Okay. We're at the end of our show, but I don't want you guys to leave without giving first our listeners an advice about some quick tips about how to become the best version of themselves.
What I would say is just like make a plan for it. You know, if you want to lose weight, you do have to put a plan to it, because you will find other options out there. So just you have to make sure how bad you want it, and how you really want to see yourself. And one of the things, like Aaron said, it's always to picture yourself and do your plan for how you want to look in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely have to set out a DMO. A DMO for anyone, whether you're in a fitness journey or a success journey, whatever your journey in life is. I don't drive Herbalife into folks. When I come across someone, I try to get to know them genuinely. And if there's anything I can pass on, it would be to have a structured daily method of operation. If someone does the same thing systematically every day, in 90 days, their entire life could be different than it was 90 days ago. So instituting, like my wife said, a daily method of operation or routine, any of us can hit any goals that we set for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We just have to first set them. And we can help you guys set them by following us at Fit Squad Nutrition and Fitness Facebook group.
Well, thank you, listeners, for sticking around with us. And thank you, Londra and Aaron, for coming to the studio. It was a pleasure having you here. I wish you both many more successful fitness stories and more successful Herbalife business. Until next time, here on KPC Radio with me, Crystal Sanchez-Gill.